Play the music.
Let's play music.
Alright, play the music.
Alright, I gotta play the music. Cue the music.
I don't think you can hear it though, man. You gotta go to the website.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Alright, here we are. This is the Organization of Transparency and Merit. This is an inflammatory talk representing the Organization of Transparency and Merit.
That's Brian, I'm Joe. And we're starting our chat board right now. It's an inflammatory talk show. I think if there's any problem hearing us, let us know in the chat room. But I think we should be coming in okay.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't understand where the call is, though. I don't see it here anywhere.
And you got to take, I think, don't you have to take the call, like, the speakers off internal? Are we?
Oh, maybe so.
Maybe you got to go to the Apple sign, then?
The Apple sign. System preferences. Let's go here to the audio.
Type in the word audio, folks. So yeah, so we are we're still working on our system here. And
why didn't it give us any prompts? That's what I don't get.
You know, usually, well, only if you're calling in does it give you prompts.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
You know?
So it looks like all output is built-in speakers. Input is the, yeah.
Okay, so it's good. So
it looks like you can hear us. It's inflammatory talk. Let's start over. And what's our, we're covering some news stories.
Yes.
Racism, white guilt specifically in the UK.
Yeah. And the thing about the UK or Europe, but they have a lot of speech restrictions in the UK. Now, a lot of our social media and other places, they use the, they actually are influenced by their hate speech laws. I don't know why, because we are not. You know, we're not Europe. We do have a First Amendment, but they seem to be using our hate speech laws. And basically, can you play the clip that was just, and I forget this woman's name, but she's actually of, I think, Swedish and black extraction, but she has moved to Britain. She's foreign-born, but let's see.
In my opinion, that's wrong for several reasons, number one of which is it's a misunderstanding of the BBC's own guidelines. The BBC's guidelines say that presenters should be impartial, but there are exceptions to that. One of those exceptions is when it comes to fundamental democratic principles, such as the rule of law, the right to vote, democracy. And I would say that racism falls into that category. So I think it's a very dangerous precedent, and apart from misunderstanding its own guidelines, it also suggests to people like me, I work for the BBC, I'm not employed as staff, but like many of the people who sign this letter, we do work with and for the BBC, we care about the BBC deeply as an institution, and we feel that this ruling sends a message that our presence on the BBC is conditional on us acting as if we do not have a stake in overtly racist comments. Dave?
All right. That was it. Short.
Yeah. I mean, and this person, by the way, does not consider herself British. She considers herself black first, I believe, or a foreigner first. And then she wants to go and tell people how to act and how to behave. And this has been influenced not only in America, I mean, not only in Europe, but also in America, particularly online and with the internet and social media.
And we do have a call-in number here. I'm posting it now. Call in at 917-889-9178. It's posted in the chat room.
Now, why don't we put that up? Why don't we go to Twitter real quick?
All right. I'll do that. Hold on.
We'll go to Twitter right here.
Yeah, I know.
You don't. You can open it right here.
Shut up. Shut up.
Just open up a new tab. Twitter.
Twitter.
There you go.
Tweet it.
All right.
Here's our call-in number.
Why don't we tweet to this person right here? Oh, my heavens. Now, look at that person.
Oh, watching a stomp kick fight.
Oh, Atlanta native rebel against a transsexual, culturally stunning display of rugged individualism.
Whoa.
Now, why did he... You know what? You don't get the whole context, but we're seeing a person get assaulted and stomped on in the head. I don't know why.
Violently, too. It's a violent act here.
Good Lord. I mean, this guy...
This man will be in jail for a very long time. Atlanta neighbor rebels against transsexual culture in a stunning display of rugged individualism.
I don't know about that. I don't know, like, because... It doesn't... I don't know if it's self-defense or not. Let's go home real quick. So what is trending right now on Twitter?
Let's see. We can find trending. Wait, where's trending? Oh.
National Pumpkin Day.
Saturday Thoughts.
Let's go.
Saturday Thoughts.
Okay.
This is pretty popular. Movie thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump. 4,000, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah. Sweet. Orlando Buno.
So we're going to just get some people in here right now. I think that's important. Let's do this. Sunday Thoughts. Well, racism.
How about white guilt?
Damn you, white guilt.
Can't do that?
Let's just keep it big. Big names here. Big names! Let's do here. I'm going to put the link in. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so as he's putting on in the link.
We do have a caller. Let's see what's going on. Hey, callers.
We're sending you a box.
Can you hear us now?
We're sending you a box so that you can return your microphones. Please do it quickly.
You don't necessarily need to unplug these to...
Unplug your microphones now. Send them back
in
the box.
Try it again. Now I can hear you.
I told you.
Unplug your microphones. Place them in the box that it will be delivered to your studio.
We just have headphones. It's not working now.
Well, return whatever you're using to transmit. Return them.
So is that...
Relax. We can hear you now. It's this crazy
joke. Do it now, please. Do what's right for the world.
Again. Try internal features.
Yes. So he's
You don't even know how to operate the equipment. Jesus Christ.
Listen to me. He's helping run it out. So how are things in Thailand?
It's very hot.
Hello?
Very hard. Do you know how to work? You know how to work your equipment?
No. Probably not.
No. No. All right. Please find the box that we've just sent you. It's been dropped off by courier. Place your microphone equipment inside. Do the right thing.
All right. Yeah. That's not really helping the situation. So,
I understand. Trigger won't help. How can we help you make this? Is this, by the way, what is the name of this podcast?
It's called White Guilt in Europe. Plus, we're talking about a person by the name of Katie Hill. You probably haven't heard that story. I'm going to imagine that you haven't kept abreast on that. The whole situation.
Wait a minute. Why would you think I wouldn't know about Katie Hill?
Because she's closer to my district than she would be to yours.
You mean she's a California Democrat?
Yes. Yes. What else?
Accused of strap-lining her female associate.
She is accused of nakedly grooming a female staffer. And there have been.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with that?
Well, it could be considered inappropriate. Inappropriate use.
Is she 18 or older?
Yes, but still, it's
so what,
I mean,
what's
if
the problem?
If you are a worker, and you are a an underling, or you know, like, and you have a supervisor, you're not to have affairs with people in a supervisorial position.
Maybe it's in her contract.
That's not in her contract. And it's. I've heard that it's an ethics violation.
Why?
Because she's having an
she's
affair
a Democrat.
With a subordinate.
She's a Democrat. She's held to a different standard than normal people. Don't you know that?
Well, that is kind of true.
It's absolutely true.
Did I tell you, the day that we did our show, I woke up at 5 in the morning, turned on a show, it was last Sunday.
Yes.
We did a show Saturday on Katie Hill. Sunday, I woke up, put on the television, and I saw 3 commercials for Katie Hill. I'm not kidding. 3.
Is she your congresswoman?
Yes.
She's your congressman?
For my area, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know either. It reaches to my area.
Why does anybody really care?
It's interesting news, and it does show a bit of the hypocrisy that the news media kind of doesn't really cover that kind of thing. If it's a Democrat acting inappropriately, you can guarantee that the news won't necessarily cover it. So.
Does the name Bernie Ward ring a bell?
No.
Bernie Ward was a talk show host back when we had real talk radio, not the kind of thing that you practice. But Bernie Ward was one of those Democrats. He had a fairly good wit about him, and he was vicious. One day he attacked me on the radio. And I remember putting the Hebrew curse on him. Bernie Ward was thrown out of Congress on a child sex charge.
Really?
Seems he liked little boys and it was a little boy. I think he liked little girls. He had children himself. He was diddling
really?
Children the same age. He was diddling children the same age as his children.
Jeez. Were they male or female?
I don't remember. And I remember, but it doesn't matter because it is the hypocrisy of the left. The left, anything goes, everything's okay.
Now, I actually, because this is also talking about white guilt in Europe.
Mm.
I have a belief. White guilt, well, it's there too. But
how about we just say that Jared Taylor is absolutely correct? And if white people don't start protecting their whiteness, we are going to be outnumbered, outvoted, and we're going to find ourselves on the outside looking in. And I'm sorry, but I don't want to live in a black America because I don't know of any place in America that's mostly black that's a place that I would like to live.
Is there any place in Africa?
No.
No,
I think they're fucking up most of everything they are. I think they fuck up everything they touch.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, because I noticed that you live in Asia, and I'm assuming, is there hostility?
We don't have black people here.
Is there any hostility towards you being a foreigner?
From who? From the Thais? No.
Yes. If you were in Africa, do you think there'd be hostility towards you?
I don't think so. First of all, there's a huge difference between Africans and blacks in America. They're not the same. Most Africans don't want to listen to what I'm going to say. Most Africans, and I've known quite a few of them, Sierra Leone, Kenya, I've known several when I was back in the States and here. Most of them don't want to be confused with black Americans for what's called, and I'm holding up the air quotes, African Americans. They don't want to be confused. They don't want people to think that they are American blacks, because they find them abhorrent, and they don't particularly want to be thought of as the same people that walk around America, because most of the people from Africa have a lot more couth than black people in America. Most people from Africa, I'm sorry, have much more couth than black people in America.
I've noticed, though, and I could be completely wrong on this, but African countries have more hostility towards Europeans than Asian countries.
Well, because most of the Europeans have owned those African countries, haven't they?
Yeah, but you had, people owning businesses in Asian countries and the like, and there isn't the same kind of animosity that there is in, say, South Africa or Zimbabwe. And I've even heard of African countries being very hostile towards not only South Africa and Zimbabwe, but other African countries being hostile to any kind of foreigner that owns a business there, far more hostile than a person who would own a business in, say, an Asian country.
Yes, well, let's remember back to the riots when the Korean business owners who couldn't buy a gun because they had a long waiting period, where the cops stood outside blocks away watching the black people destroy the Asian community businesses. Let's not forget about that. And the Koreans that did have guns stood on their rooftops and fired at the marauding black people who had decided to go into the city and start looting in the Korean store.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to go far from home, 3M. You can stay right close to home. In fact, you can stay right in your own city and come up with lots of examples.
Well, yeah, it also seems like that there is, I would say, a European, like, because even in Europe, the black, like, I've seen videos in England where black power is rather popular in England.
I don't think that England has the same problem with black people that we do in America. And they certainly don't have the racism issue that we have in England. But the British have let in so many people from different nationalities. They have diluted the British people to the point where you can't really tell that Britain is Britain anymore, any more than walking around in Paris, France, is full of Muslims. So they've let in so many of these people from Africa and whatnot. It's what fantastic audio is usual.
Okay,
complete
please
bedlam.
Continue.
Complete bedlam.
Go ahead. Say what you were saying
yes.
Again.
What was I saying?
So Joe, the master technician that
yes.
he is, just thought of something really good. He called his own phone into our network. And
now we're able to all talk.
Now we're able to all probate.
Oh, that's wonderful. Not that Joe ever has anything to say. I don't know if you've noticed, but 90% of your shows, 90% of your show is Mr. Midnight Movie, not Joe.
You
Joe
are low
is just,
individual.
I would
you
like to say that Joe is eye candy, but he's not even good eye candy.
You have a high mind, but you choose to use your low mind. But maybe today you can redeem yourself.
Nobody knows
we'll
what that means. Nobody knows what that means. Nobody cares. Look, you better get yourself. You better get yourself a firearm, and you better get yourself ready to defend yourself because the war that they're talking about in America.
Firearm.
The war that they're talking about in America is going to be black and white. It ain't going to be Democrat Republican. It's going to be black versus white. You'll see.
Do you think it's going to go that far?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because the black people today are not the black people from 50 years ago. They're not the black people that are your age, my age. These are the black people that hate white people. They and the amount of violence against white people by black people is epidemic. It's also ignored by most municipalities. They get away with it.
Well, they are protected. I mean, the left protects black racism. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know what can be done. You lived in the city where Colin Larry is from, and I mean, you probably
saw
some of the hostility firsthand.
Use your words. Come on.
Yeah, I'm using my words. And you probably saw some of the stuff firsthand while you were living in the city of brotherly love.
I didn't live in the city. I did live on the outskirts of the city, in the city, which is if you walked one block in one direction, you'd be in the suburbs. If you walked another block, you were in the city. As soon as you walked across the street into the city, it became that neighborhood was mostly Jewish, but the black people pushed the Jews out. When it was a Jewish neighborhood, it was a safe neighborhood. You could walk at night, didn't matter what time of day. It was a part of Philadelphia called Overbrook Park. Well, Overbrook Park now is full of trash. It's disgusting. It used to be row homes, mostly, which was owned by Jews and lived in by Jews. Everything was kept up nice. The lawns and whatnot were nicely manicured. People took care of their homes. Now when you ride through there, It's full of trash. The streets are full of trash. The sidewalks have garbage all over them. And the only difference between the garbage-strewn Overbrook Park and the nicely neat manicured Overbrook Park was the fact that the nicely neat manicured Overbrook Park was full of Jews. The disgusting, trash-laden cesspool Overbrook Park is majority black. But if you mention that, you must be a racist that you even noticed that that was a fact.
Well, let's be honest here, too, One Angry. Most of the people who would call you a racist would be your fellow Jews. I mean, the Jews within the SJW community are
yes,
very, very high up numbered.
That's
the
because they're mentally ill. Yeah, that's because they're mentally ill. They're not
they're
stupid,
not
but they are mentally ill. Now, here's the problem. Colin Flaherty talks about this all the time. In fact, he lives near Overbrook Park. He said he was in Wilmington, but he covers Philadelphia crime quite a bit. And you can't say that a neighborhood, as he puts it, is chocolate. But there's no doubt about it that when it was all Jewish, you didn't have any crime in that neighborhood. Now it's full of crime. Now nobody goes there, and everybody avoids that neighborhood.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, and just as in California, that a lot of these changes started to happen in the 70s, where neighborhoods that were once predominantly white turned black. And then they became like where people couldn't go at night and where crime was rampant. And there is a lot of vendetta against white folks, regardless of whether they're Jewish, regardless of what part of Europe they come from. If they're white, they're going to be a target.
Well, can you name me a black neighborhood that hasn't become crime-ridden?
I would say Ladera Heights.
I don't know where that is.
It's in Los Angeles, the kind of the black Beverly Hills of Los Angeles. It's a bad example.
Yeah.
It's one of many.
Well, was it white and then turned black? Because I don't know of any neighborhood that's
been
white and turned black that
has
stayed safe.
It's been this way for quite a long time. My mom went to Fairfax High School, which is very similar to the way you describe your city, how it used to be. And Fairfax now is predominantly Hispanic and black. No, you don't see the Jews walking around like you used to.
I do see the Fairfax district.
Still
has there's
the
like
Jewish
a
population,
very
but
large
nothing
Hispanic
like,
community.
Nothing like it used to be, though. I mean, this is small.
What do you say when somebody accuses you of being a racist? You're a racist. What do you tell them?
You're a pedophile.
No. What do you tell them? What's the first thing you say to them?
Prove it.
Well, obviously you don't take my particular
stand. Tell me how to act. Go ahead.
What do
well,
we
no,
do?
When somebody calls me a racist, I tell them, I'm not a racist. I'm a bigot, you fucking moron. Apparently, you don't know what words mean.
No, I just used a different tact, and I would say under whose authority?
Well, under their authority, of course. They think that they own you.
Well, under their authority, who gave you? And I say, who gave you that authority?
I think that Colin Flaherty is absolutely right when he says that the new entitlement to black people is crime.
That is true. A lot, you know, a lot of, I mean, today it seems like the civil rights, I call it the civil rights industrial complex, basically protects criminals and criminals and degenerates.
Now,
why do you think
I took my 12-year-old son out of school in America and brought him to Asia?
Well, I think it's a cheaper stand. You have a cheaper standard of living there. I mean, it's cheaper to live.
Oh, it's not a cheaper standard of living. I live quite well. I pay a lot less money.
I pay
a tenth of what you would pay.
Yeah.
My son isn't going to have to go to school and have to deal with the angry black kids. My son's not going to have to be told that there's something wrong with him because he's white, although he's half Asian. You half Asian? You're not half Asian? You're half what? You must be half something. Oh, that was brilliant. So I don't have to deal with that stuff because we don't have any black people here.
Yeah, that's true.
See, Asians don't like black people.
I don't know what evidence you have on that.
Asian people are the most prejudiced people that you're ever going to meet. They don't like anybody who's dark skinned. Certainly they don't like black people because they're very dark skinned. But they don't like dark skin anything. That's a fact.
You might be right.
No, I am right. First, okay, if you turn on television here, the only people that have any particular role in anything, whether it's the news, whether it's a TV show, which are really stupid, or a movie, doesn't matter what it is, they're all white. They're all white-looking like my son. They're not dark-skinned like the northeastern Thai people, and they're certainly not Muslim-looking like the southern Thai people. They are.
Now,
they are.
By the way, I want to mention that I just got a comment from Brighton Boy. It's the dark white Irish people that I have a problem with. Who? I wonder if is that.
No, no, no.
Is that,
Bring It On, Boy. Is it says it's dark white Irish that people have problems with. Hello.
Who is this person, by the way?
Who are you?
I don't even know what that means. It sounds stupid.
Tell that person to call in. Tell him to call in.
They won't. Look, you have the same thing. Yeah, and listen to our good friend Joe. It's nothing to say, but he lived in Korea, so he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Joe lived in Korea? Oh, I thought you were talking about the other Joe.
Well, I don't know.
Who cares? Nobody talks to that fat bastard.
Yeah, you're right on that.
The Koreans are exactly the same way. The Japanese are the same way.
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't have any personal hand experience with that. I know that in America, the left gets away with things that the right never get away with. Have you heard about what happened with the Proud Boys, by the way?
With
in
who?
New York. The Proud Boys.
That's the big.
They got sentenced. Yeah. The Proud Boys got
sentenced
for 4 years for attacking. Attacking Antifa. And the
I'm very much aware of that.
Yeah, and what kind of, and I've been arguing with this on YouTube. The bike lock guy, he only got 18 months, but the people in New York that were basically defending themselves against an aggressor. They got four. They both got hit with 4 years. This seems like a very political. This seems like a very political kind of sentence. I mean, kind of prosecution. Even though it's a different state, it seems like the left is getting away with things that the right could never get away with.
Yeah, well, that's because they are getting away with it.
They are,
that's because
they certainly look
that, that That's because the left has already won. The left has already infiltrated the deep state political network. They've already infiltrated the colleges and universities. They already have control of all of the unions for the teachers. The left has won. See, you don't seem to realize something. Let me give you some advice. Very good advice, too.
Yes.
My advice to you is get out. Get out. Because the millennials are going to destroy America. There'll be nothing left after the millennials have their turn. Because they know nothing. They think that socialism is a good thing. They want to bow down and say, oh, black people, don't be mad at us. We'll do whatever you want. They're going to destroy the country.
Well, I do know that the left has metastasized itself in just about every institution.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah. I was just repeating.
So that's what I just said. Oh, okay. Well, you didn't repeat it as eloquently as I did. The left have already won. You have no way of stopping it. Unless you can kill every millennial out there, you can't stop it.
Oh, I have a hiccup. I've heard that the generation that is coming after the millennials is a bit more conservative.
It doesn't make any difference. The millennials will be in charge long enough to destroy it.
You think so?
Absolutely. There's no way to turn it back. The United States is done. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
You think America?
What will happen is the millennials will eventually become leaders, and at that point we'll be screwed, but they'll figure a way of changing laws and changing things.
Well,
there's no way to turn it back.
Rising up a little bit.
Woo!
And you know what? I mean, people can think one way the next and then think another way. I mean,
no. No. It's over.
Yeah. No. You think? Well, I mean, you might be very you might very well be right.
Not might be. I am right. It's over. You just don't know it yet.
Well, I mean, I see the writing on the wall, and I see how bad the left is. But as long as I live here, I'm going to fight for freedom of speech, and I'm going to fight for my freedom. As long as I live in America.
Well, the America today is not the America that you remember. It won't be. You lost. You can't fight it. You can't fight the onslaught. It's a tsunami. You can try swimming, but you're going to drown.
Well, as long as I'm here, I'm going to try to swim.
Ask him.
Well, good
how
for you. Good for you. Not me.
They
don't
have
do
the power to destroy. They will never be leaders. So eventually, every generation is going to have their leaders, and we don't know what that will look like, but eventually they will be in a position to lead. Absolutely.
We know what
people
look like.
They're older.
They change, but also times change, and that they will fit. They will change, laws will change to fit the needs of whatever times those are. Unless we're in end times.
You're in end times.
Everything, that might be the best thing you've ever said. Everything does come to an end. That's just nature.
That is true. And we may be coming to an end as we speak.
We may be hitting
the
wall.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I'm with you. It's just, I think there's a way to fight things, but for me, I might be too old. I'm kind of recognizing some of this stuff too late to be able to change the way things are. I'm trying, though.
Yeah, good luck with that. You're not going to be able to change anything. When more than 50% of Americans who are young, in their 20s, think that socialism is the way to go, you've lost.
Then explain how this generation so radically changed this country.
They haven't changed it yet, but they will.
What generation? The baby boomers probably have the biggest effect on what we're currently looking at.
Well, of course, you know, I do want to say that before the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, we were non-interventionist, and then we completely changed after that. So, I mean, things can change.
I suggest you get your money into gold and you get yourself out.
At least you didn't say buy crypto.
Why would I say
look,
that?
Man, if you got a question, call in. We have a phone number, 917-889-9178. Call in. How can you say non-interventionalist? I don't know what that even means. Can you explain yourself?
No, you're gonna get some retard that's gonna call you and not be able to put a few words together to make one sentence. You know it and I know it. Can I just
yeah,
say
it
that
might be.
I'm your only intelligent caller.
What happened in this? What's that? It looked like the screen split.
Yeah. Someone said, pay attention to the show. So he's a non-interventionist.
Look at what the damn women's movement did. Mr. Midnight Movie just said that. Oh, yeah. He might have said that.
Wait, nobody knows what? It takes them so long to make the...
Where's the car?
I don't see the callers. That's what I'm asking. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Shoot.
You don't have a caller. You're lying.
I don't know if we have one or not.
I don't know.
We definitely
don't. Let me look here. So.
Oh, no. It's Eric. That explains the stupid comments. Jesus. No wonder they didn't make any sense.
Too much bouncing in the bouncy house? A little brain damage?
Yeah, we would know. Here's the colors here. So, yeah, it's just combined.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, these are all absurd questions. When you ask what generation, the generation that's in power right now is clearly the baby boomers, right? I mean, the older are dying out. The young are not old enough to lead. And that's simply what we have.
But we don't – what I'm seeing here is we don't have
– We have three speakers, dude.
All right, I'm sorry. I just want to – okay, and why can't we see them on the thing?
We see them right there.
No, I don't – okay.
I had put a Jewish curse on them and they can't speak.
Yeah, you shouldn't call in because you don't make any sense. And I would really to listen to Eric go up against one angry Jew, it'd be kind of disturbing.
Well, can we? Who's Eric?
Oh, you know Eric. Eric, the UFO dork.
Oh my God! Well, bring him on.
Come on, dude. You got a guest number here. You can call in. But
you could, but they won't. They're afraid of me. You know it.
They're afraid of you. They're afraid of me.
Maybe you're afraid of Eric.
They're definitely not afraid of you.
It sounds like somebody's very scared.
Yeah.
I wonder
the
who
chat
that
room
could
is
be.
Fine.
Can we click on that? No. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's the call. That's what I was looking for before.
It's a great way to do a show. I'll tell you. Great way that you two guys stay on topic. I wish I was there with a big shovel.
Shovel Ready Productions.
Shovel Ready Productions. We'd bury you.
I'd just hit you in the head with it.
And I don't know what happened to the call-in thing, but it doesn't look like, I don't know what's going on here.
There we go.
Okay.
This will work.
But I don't see,
they're right here. What don't you see?
Where's the, okay. We usually have a thing where you can mute them and stuff. I don't see that.
Oh, yeah, where's the call-in number? Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm looking at, dude.
You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you guys aren't flying an airplane, because right now you'd be hitting a mountain and you'd still be wondering what happened.
I think we would have crashed by now.
Oh, you've already crashed. Don't worry.
Yeah. We have crashed this plane. So, you know, like I said, we're only trying up on this. We're seeing if it what works and what doesn't. And this is becoming a disaster.
No, we got a caller, though. We do have a caller.
All right, bring him on.
Oh, I can't wait.
Welcome to the show, 909.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you doing? This is Bringing It Boy.
Hey, man.
Who's that?
This is Robert. This is out here in California.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, Robert.
Yeah, someone made
you have a mullet?
What's that? No. In fact, I cut that off yesterday.
Yeah. So go ahead,
dude.
Yeah, those days are over. But thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Yeah. So someone made a reference to being stupid, and I guess that's because I still live in California.
Well, yeah. California is kind of a joke these days.
It's becoming a third world dump.
It is.
Yeah, part
of it.
We
live here.
You too?
Yeah, we're both here in California also.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm in the greater Inland Empire.
I can tell by the area code. Absolutely.
That's
a mullet joke, dude. 909. Known for the mullets.
Exactly, man. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, LA is a rat hole. Traffic is horrendous at all times of the day.
It is. Yeah.
And the whole state is turning absolutely left. It's certainly not the days when California was a fairly conservative. It was moderate, but it was moderate right. Now it's not even moderate left. It's like extremely left. Like, it's not liberal left. It's left left. It's fanatical left.
Is Joe in the same room that you are, 3M?
No, he's not. He's in China.
I'm in China right now.
Okay. That's too bad. Because every time you say the word like, I wanted to kick you in the nuts.
I'll punch him in the face for you.
Good.
Either way, whatever works.
You're doing
very
it
well.
Again. I'll just say you're doing it again.
Very well. All right. So, yeah, as I said before, California has become a big leftist, what looks to be a leftist cesspool that one angry, our Uncle Maury, would love to drink.
Take a big old swig.
Yes. And now, Uncle Maury thinks that we should leave America, that America is going to America is going to go down the path of destruction. Would you agree with him on that?
It's already going down the path of destruction.
It's got steps on that direction. I mean, I would like to see that President Trump win the state of California in the Electoral College. That would freak him out.
Not going to happen.
You know?
You don't think so? I mean, there's a lot of support for him here.
It's not going to happen.
He's not going to win California in the Electoral College? Do you think Trump is going to win?
I don't know.
Uncle Maury.
I don't know if he's going to survive this impeachment thing, because you all think that the Senate's going to protect him. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think so. I think that these assholes that never liked him, that never wanted him to have any kind of power whatsoever, are going to turn against him. Now, you remember that I said that.
Okay. Nothing surprises me nowadays. I'm certainly not surprised on how, I mean, like, it did surprise me on how nasty and how non-transparent the left is and how much power they have. I don't think it's popular power as of now, but they have a lot of power to silence critics.
The caller, there's somebody in the chat room who's called One Angry Jew an idiot, that Trump will never be impeached. And I tend to agree that I don't think Trump will be impeached.
I don't think so either.
I just don't.
I think he's got, I think the chances of him winning are about 60 to 75%.
It's amazing. You were talking about him winning on one hand and getting impeached on the other. I mean, come on.
You wait and see. The Senate is going to turn on him.
Bullshit.
I think you're smoking something.
Some Thai stick.
You've had some terrible Thai food, and it's affecting your brain as well as your belly.
Thai chili peppers.
You remember that I said it.
I'll remember it when it doesn't happen.
I think I'm gonna have Peter Strug, your neighbor in Thailand.
You may point that out to me, but you will see that that they're going to turn on him.
I've eaten already.
I know. Give it to me. Unbelievable. I'm punching him every time he says like.
Yes. So.
Good.
Has anyone here, I was born in Germany. Has anyone here ever been, and I know Uncle Maury hasn't been to Europe. Has anyone here ever been to Europe?
Nine.
So, yeah, because I titled the show White Guilt.
My next trip is to Europe. Not joking, yeah, coming up in April.
Really?
2020, yeah.
What made you decide to go there?
You know, flying to Europe from California, super cheap right now. It's like $500 or $600.
What part of Europe?
I'm going to go all over. I'm going to do a little tour.
You do any filming?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going there for fun.
Have you flew out of LAX lately?
That's the one thing that's deterred me from traveling. I don't like to fly, and I had opportunities to go on a couple trips out of the country this year. I turned them down. I didn't want to go through the whole madness, but
my wife had flown out of there just to go to Utah, and going to LAX is like going to, I've never been there, but like East Germany. Where they treat you. They make you feel so fucking terrible there. It's like you're an immigrant in another country. Stand over here. Don't look that way.
I'll tell you how bad it is. For sure, they're monitoring everything that's being said in that place. Because every time I go to the airport, I always talk loudly about how I can't stand being there. And sure enough, I always get pulled out of line and searched. And my balls grabbed by their TSA people.
Not funny. Yeah, I could imagine.
I have a tough time going there and holding my tongue. But you got to go there, be silent, and put a smile on your face. And you might go through the X-ray machine and get your fucking insides charred. But that's another story, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's one place you keep your head down, eyes lowered, and mouth shut. Because I've been pulled out of the line before, just flying from Ontario to San Jose, and of course I bought a one-way ticket. I was doing some electrical work, and as they explained to me, it puts you against the wall.
The one angry Jew has never been through a naked body scanner, not once.
That's because you like men in uniforms grabbing your nuts.
The one angry Jew has never had a pat down.
Okay, great. You're above the law.
But I don't know why the TSA, our airplane security doesn't handle it the same way that Israel handles their security, because they don't. From my understanding, they don't do things in the same manner. And
they're much nicer. They're not like the militant structure like our caller is saying.
Well, also they do profile the people that are there. So they basically, they know who the terrorists are, or who the potential terrorists are. And they don't act like everyone's a potential terrorist. They're basically, the people who've been bombing who hijack airplanes, they're usually one religious and one ethnic group that has been doing it. And you just narrow that down. You don't have to check everybody.
You believe that 9/11 was actually done with terrorists?
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
Bummer.
Yes.
No. It was truly an inside.
I think the caller and I would have a lot to agree on there, but go on.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, there's too much evidence that that was an inside job.
Too much evidence. I tend to agree with that line of thinking. So.
Yeah, and that's and that's not me. I believe that Iraq was a tactical error, but I believe that it was Osama. Why would anybody? I mean, like they did fly into a plane. They'd get people to fly into a plane, and crash it, and kill themselves. You have to find how many people to cooperate with this kind of thing. Why would they do that?
Perfect narrative for it. That's why. I mean, that's just still plausible.
That is a great explanation. It is a good narrative. It fits the mainstream narrative to a T.
Well, I mean, look, there's always possibility on things, but I just don't necessarily. I just don't buy into that. It doesn't sound very plausible that our government would basically get a group of hijackers to hijack a plane, commit suicide, and then
So, from my point of view, I'm just going to add this because I don't want to get the 9/11 discussion, but. The big difference between what me, Joe, and Brian here are saying is I'm looking at it from a perspective where I've looked into the details. I've spent time on the details. And Brian here is probably pretty certain to admit he's read the news and he's read what he reads. He doesn't really do the research into the finer points of things, I could say, but not to disparage that point of view. I think that point of view that he has is what most people will take, because not everybody is going to look into the more of the scurrilous
details. And I just have a different interest. My interest right now is what I call the civil rights industrial complex, basically having run over a lot of our lives, and they metastasized themselves in every kind of industry, every kind of large industry, whether it be public or private. And I think it is something that can be really harmful, and it's very Orwellian. And I think the biggest reason for censorship is because the civil rights industrial complex has metastasized themselves into large tech companies, and they have decided, hey, what is moral and what is not? And it really disgusts me.
And from my perspective, I'm just going to add this, that a story like 9/11 and these other points that Brian's making, it ties into an overarching narrative that where everything kind of, you can see, where it intertwines. It's Orwellian, I completely agree, but the race thing is a big construct where I just totally disagree. But they all intertwine, and it's a very hard thing to map out and get everybody.
Hold on a second. If you disagree with the race thing, then how does it intertwine?
No. I say it does. That part doesn't intertwine. That part conflicts with what I'm saying. But there are elements that do mesh very well with the way I see things. The Orwellian thing, for example, there's so many examples of how George Orwell's 1984 really does figure into these stories, mainstream and not the opposite of mainstream narrative. What did they call it in the movie? Something talk, something speak.
Double talk or Orwellian talk. But here's the thing also that I want to say is that whites often have their outliers, like as they are the norm. Anytime that blacks have outliers, which are far more numerous and far more dangerous, the media covers it up.
And it doesn't allow open discourse.
It doesn't allow, and then the internet censors it. There's a gentleman by the name of Colin Flaherty who's had his YouTube channel shut down and then any kind of incarnation about it, and they haven't given reason why. And he wrote the book, White Girl Bleed a Lot and Don't Make the Black Kids Angry. White Girl Bleed a Lot was about black-on-white mob violence and how it is way out of disproportion than the other way around. And, of course, they're going to – I mean, the mainstream media and even the internet will help things like Barbecue Becky and Permit Patty. But the White Girl Bleed a Lot crowd, the mob violence, if they put that on the internet, it'll get censored, and the mainstream media won't cover it, and the internet will censor it, particularly YouTube will censor it. And it is a far bigger issue, in my opinion, than unarmed blacks being killed by police officers. There are things that happen that go far bigger the other way around. Just because it's not perhaps law enforcement, the people who are affected by mob violence and black violence are just, some of them are just as dead as the unarmed black person who resisted arrest.
Is the Trayvon Martin story finally over?
Well, Will Smith was talking about doing a film about him, and that completely fell through. And I think it fell through because the story itself did not fit the legend and the narrative. Black Lives Matter, many people think that Black Lives Matter was started because of Michael Brown, but it was actually started by... after the Trayvon Martin incident, Black Lives Matter came out of that. And that, it was all about self-defense and the right to self-defense. If someone puts their hands on you, however you respond can never equal what that other person did. And I don't even know why that's controversial. That is a standard. That was, for a long time, the standard. If I even think you're going to put your hands on me and it's reasonable to think that you're going to attack me, I should have the right to draw my firearm, draw down on that person and say, don't step any closer. I'm threatened by you. You are threatening me. I don't even know why that would even be controversial. But we seem to allow things that are happening today within our court system and within our media just to shut down debate. And all they have to do is scream racism. It's kind of disgusting.
So, is there any other comments here?
Anything else to add?
We're not rushing to get off the air, are we?
I don't want to go anymore. I think I've exhausted the topic. Is there anything to go? Is there anything to add before we call it a day?
No. Put your microphones in the self-stamped UPS box and drop them in the box.
Why don't you spread your butt cheeks as far as they'll go, and we'll put them up there.
More butt cheeks, less talking.
Yes. All right. Well, I thank you for listening. Anyone who has listened, I was going to do a little bit more on
Katie Hill
being caught, white guilt in Europe.
Check out our video, Transparency and Merit. Go on YouTube, go to Transparency and Merit. Check out we have a 15-minute video that got a ton of hits, and it's about the Katie Hill scandal. That was last Saturday. Hey, what's up, DDP? Well,
who's that?
Show.
Yeah.
DDP appears to be a wrestler.
There you go.
Nice.
Well, I think that's about it for now.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of tired myself.
You're a pussy, dude.
I am a pussy, so let's call it a day. It was nice listening to you guys.
Thanks, Robert, for calling in. I appreciate that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Calling again. I guess we'll empty out this thing here. Thank you again for calling. Two. I was talking to you that time.